Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Happy to be here with you today. We're going to drive home another important concept. Concepts are everything. If you watch as many people get into the healing game as I have over 20 plus years, you will come to the conclusion that concept and perspective is everything. It's a difference between winning and losing. Too often people lose. They don't need to lose. If you're dealing with a symptom, you're dealing with a disease, you're dealing with whatever you're dealing with, you put time and money and energy into your health. I'm here to make sure you get a return on it. I am completely committed to the notion that the way you approach it, your attitude, your perspective, more than your knowledge base, is the difference between success and failure. I want to talk to you about science today. Science. Why we invented science. In a nutshell, there were too many maniacs back when that claimed that their worldview was superior to your worldview. Meaning, before the advent of science, opinions, dogma, dominated social consciousness. A bunch of people with power came together and said, this is the way things are. And because they had more power and more money and ran the political systems, ran the churches, ruled the roost, everybody just buckled under and said, okay, fine. It is the earth that sits at the center of the solar system. In fact, it's the earth that sits in the center of the galaxy, the universe. Everything that we can see and sense out in the cosmos on a starry, starry night, we here as earthlings were at the center of it in running the show. And that's what people were told, and that's what people believed. But by 1500, certain truth seekers. I wouldn't call them scientists, I'm going to call them truth seekers. From all fields of human knowledge, began to investigate reality and found that some of the primary assertions were no more than dogma. They didn't have any basis in anything. And so the dispute began. And to this day it exists. If you're going to say something is true, you have to prove it. That's why we invented science. I mean, if there's an essential, noble, virtuous reason we invented science, it was in the interest of having a language of truthful communication. It's really not more than that. Now, the problem is what we call the essence of science has twisted itself into something monstrous. And that's another story. But my point today in relationship to your journey, your interest in health, has to do with the following. And that is, whatever you do for your health in what we'll call the alternative field, a cleanse, a stretch, has to be measured in terms of the physiological shift in your body. The claim you make has to be measured and backed by a change in some dimension of your physiology. That's how you apply science. I'll give you an example. Herbs. The herbs you buy, the herbs you cleanse with, the herbs you strengthen yourself with, the herbs that you listen to claims being made on behalf of by manufacturers. Wherever you go in the alternative department of medicine, not to your medical doctor, they don't believe in herbs. They say science, our science says you're wasting your money. I mean, you really have to address this and understand its context. Because they say science cannot measure a veritable shift in your physiology on the basis of those herbs as it relates to the reason and intention that you partake of them. If you have glaucoma or some sort of a retinal detachment, some malady in your eye, and you take different herbs for the eye, you take bilberry, you take lutein, so on and so forth. The science that the majority of the world believes in, advocates, will tell you you're wasting your money because as far as their science is concerned, there's no effect. You can't get around this. What I'm going to say to you today may stir you. Because it's exactly for this loss of cause-effect that people fail in their healing. They do things consistently that have no measurable effect in their body, but they keep doing them blindly. And you watch people do this in all dimensions. So if one does a yoga class or a Pilates class, or does the infamous coffee enema, or drinks the olive oil, or does a kidney cleanse, or a colon cleanse, or takes this adaptogenic herb to supposedly unite their being with all sorts of upgrades to their health. Whether one takes a herb to relax them or stimulate them. One that's organ specific to help improve the efficiency of organ function. An anti-infective herb. Herbs go in hundreds and hundreds of categories, and the detoxifications and healing modalities, all in the interest of what? Changing your physiology. But you see, in reality, and this is my point, nothing is ever measured. This is the central issue. There is no measurement. The last cleanse that you did, the last yoga class you went to, the last breath workshop you attended, where were the measurements? Who's standing there with a notebook trying to get a sense of cause and effect? And of course, this is the unified issue. This is really what defines our problem. With your journey. There's no way to measure whether or not you're wasting your money. And of course, this is why natural health is attacked. Because when the science we have is applied to it, it doesn't come up smelling too good. And so the scientists say you're wasting your money. The scientists say that the public is being pilfered and ripped off and lied to and deceived because the only measurable modality works with pharmaceutical drugs, not herbs, not cleanses, not stretch classes, not breath workshops, not massage therapy, not chiropractic adjustments, not all the facets of naturopathy. Science says it doesn't deliver because science failed to measure. But my point is, so do we. We fail to measure. And we don't. The public is never trained to become more increasingly sensitive to the effect of the things they do. That is the problem. I'm going to repeat it. The public, you are the public, is never trained to become increasingly sensitive to the tasks, the things you do for your health, and the money that you spend. I'll make an analogy, acting. Later on today, I'll get the whole picture thing up on the site. We had some tech problem today. And acting. What is an actor? Is an actor someone that stands in front of an audience and reads a script? I mean, just reads it. Hi, Mary, how were you? I saw you in the park today. Would you like to get on the swing with me? Perhaps we can have a cup of coffee. Does an actor read a script? Or does an actor inhabit a role? Does an actor bring his or her being to a part and then project that, his organism, his soulfulness, onto the audience so that the audience can feel what the actor feels? Which is it? What is the actor? Does the actor just read a script like a grade B commercial? Isn't there a difference between a Marlon Brando and a Heath Ledger and the guy that just does the car commercial? Aren't commercials different than Academy Award winning plays? I mean, movies? Or Tony Award winning plays? We understand it there. If you walked into an acting class, the whole class would be about, has the actor had the transformation from someone that just goes through the motions? Has he had the transformation to becoming the actor? That's the way we ought to look at it in alternative medicine. That's the way we ought to look at it in natural health. We should be looking at it the same way, but we don't. No, we don't. Now, this you have to hear, my good people. We do not inhabit the part. We just go through the motions. Are you taking this in? You've got to take this in. It's so counterintuitive. My seminar last Sunday, it focused on this. And perhaps I still didn't get the point across. This is the golden nugget. Be the Marlon Brando. Be the Heath Ledger. Be the Mozart. Be the Beethoven. Don't just go through the motions. This is the delineating factor between those who have symptoms or diseases and find that no matter what they do, no matter how much they spend, no matter who they see, they fail. I shouldn't say they fail like it's your fault or their fault. I mean the process is a failure. When it is studied against time, money, and energy, it fails. This is the delineating factor. Are you just reading the lines? Or are you becoming the part? What does that mean to you? I mean, cerebrally, I'm sure it makes sense, you can comprehend. But do you really understand? How do you work with something? How do you work with a statement like that? Well, I could say, when you do a coffee enema, do you get bile? Or are you just going through the motions? I could say to you, when you're stretching in a stretch class, have you taken the stretch past the belly of the muscle into the joint? And are you feeling the joint separate? And are you feeling the electrical flow through the body as you begin to separate the joint? I could say, do you stretch? And are you getting benefit? Or I could ask you, do you feel the decompression in the joint to the point where you feel a dramatic shift in your alignment? in the way your weight distributes. See, I can say it two different ways.